blessing it truly is to be here, that God has spared us to be a part of this day. And so that you all can see how grateful you should be for every moment that God gives us. Now we don't rejoice in that family's grief, but it does ring true that could have been any of us. And so let's try this again. Join with me in giving our God a big hand clap of praise. Come on, church. Yeah, he's worthy. He is worthy and greatly to be praised. And see, that flows right into the message that we have for today. Today's message, I've entitled it, Make Every Day Count. You know, with the new year being ushered in, most people are somewhat time conscious in these early days of the new year. As always, many people around the world, they've set for themselves New Year's resolutions. They have these personal goals or plans that they have promised themselves or promised other people that they are going to, or at least attempt to, accomplish in 2020. My daughter Katia, she's in cosmetology school, and they've already gone back after the new year, and she came home this week just to say she had a friend made a resolution who's already broken it. Already. But with that being said, though, it's amazing. There is a popular saying that has carried over into 2020. It's a popular saying, but it's not a new saying, it's old. As a matter of fact, it became relevant again in the summer of 2018 when this popular comedian who's now a recording artist by the name of Lil Duval, he wrote this song called Smile, I'm Living My Best Life. And I don't know if you've heard it before, but that song has carried over into 2020 as a lot of people, especially young people's resolution motto. They say, I saw it down my timeline over and over and over again, either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. I'm going to live my best life in 2020, or I'm living my best life in 2020. But when you say that, what does that really, really mean? Now, our scripture reference this morning is going to come from the book of Psalms. Psalms 90. So if you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask that you'll turn there to Psalms 90. If you didn't bring a Bible, if you look beneath the seat in front of you, there should be one there. If you do not even own a Bible, that's our gift to you. Please take it. We here at Gateway believe everyone should have a copy of the Word of God. And for those who like to, we will have it put up on the screen. If you want to just read along there, we'll be reading from the NIV version. This book of Psalms, Psalm 90, is actually the oldest psalm. It was written by Moses, and it's actually a prayer. For those who are reading along in your Bible, and if you have the NIV in some of your Bibles, it'll have the title up there, A Prayer of Moses, the Man of God. Psalms 90, we're going to look at verses 9 through 12. And I know you're not used to doing this, but I'm going to ask if you would rest, if you're able to, if you'll rest on your feet for me as we read these. So if you're able, if you'll please stand as we read this. Figure if we can stand and sing songs of praises to God, we can stand at the reading of his word. All of our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80. If our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you, or that is your due. And I want you to focus right here on verse 12, because this is where we get our title today about making every day count. Moses, in this prayer to God, says in verse 12, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So it is from this that I hope you leave here today with a zeal in your heart to make every day count. Pray with me, then you can take your seats. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. this privilege, this honor, God, that in your grace that you would give us this day, that we will open our eyes from last night's rest, God, so that we can come to this house with brothers and sisters to worship and praise your name and to learn from you, Father. So I ask now, God, that you allow your word to go forth with boldness, that it would crack even the hardest of heart, so that your grace will seep through it, God, so that they might see the love that you have for us. In this, God, help us to learn to make every day count. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Make every day count. Here in Moses' prayer, he acknowledges that man's days, they pass away very quickly. He says, our days come to 70 years or even 80 if your strength endures. Now, Moses clearly here is speaking in general because we know that there are those people who live on to be even 90s. And some have been so blessed to even crack the century mark. But as I mentioned earlier, the young lady who passed away yesterday, only about 35, 36 years old, there are those who don't even make it to 70. So Moses' emphasis here is how short our lives are in light of eternity. You see, in the beginning in Genesis, you will find that man lived to be 700, 800, even 900 plus years old. But as sin manifested itself increasingly, God in his sovereignty, he shortened man's days because of God's holiness and righteous indignation or anger towards sin, so that man no longer lives to be 800 and 900 years old anymore. So here, again, with emphasis on verse 12, Moses' prayer, this is where we want to hone in. This is where we want to focus our attention on. He prays to God, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Paul, you see, I learned from verse 12 that all of our days are numbered. And even though most of us know this, we tend to think like somehow we're the masters of our own time. Now, I don't believe Moses is saying you need to count each day by number. I believe his focus is that we need to live every day for maximum impact. He says, teach us to number our days. Now, last I checked, by God's design, there are only 24 hours in a day. We have 24 hours each day to work, to sleep, to play, to worship, to pray, to take care of business, to enjoy our families, to enjoy our friends, our personal goals, our projects, or whatever we deem to be important. And the interesting thing is, generally speaking, every one of us have that same amount of time each day in a day. Doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, black or white or any other ethnicity. It doesn't matter if you live here in the U.S. or another country or continent. All of us have 24 hours in a day. And when you think about it, it's quite amazing. Two different people with the same exact amount of time make completely different use of those 24 hours in a day. Now, what Moses wants us to see here is while we may all have 24 hours in a day, we all do not have the same amount of days in our lives. So I've come to remind all of us that you have to make every day count. I have only so many days in my life, and you have only so many days in your life. And none of us know how many days that each of us have been afforded. The psalmist wrote in Psalms 139 and 16, he says, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now let me translate that for you in the New Living Translation so we can have a better understanding. This is where it's translated in the New Living Translation. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So what that means is each of us only gets a certain amount of time on this earth. And that time is ordained by God. And yes, some people live long, healthy lives while others' lives are cut short. But even if God gives you 70 years or 80 if your strength endures, and that may seem like a lot, but compared to eternity, it's only a breath or a vapor. So Moses viewed and understood that our lives are very brief and it's quickly passing away. So he prays, God, God, please teach us, not just him. He says, teach us to number our days. As a matter of fact, in this same book of Psalms, in Psalms 39, it is David who writes, show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You see, God gets the final say-so on how long any of us live in this world. And it's through Moses' prayer here, I believe we are to number our days and make every day count. So to be mindful of this truth, he says, so that you may gain a heart of wisdom. See, knowing that your time is limited here on earth, it's supposed to help us make wise decisions concerning the time that each of us have left. Unfortunately, the one who gives time, that time, our creator, our maker, he is often the one who benefits very little from that time. You see, too many of us have become complacent when it comes to the things of God. For many of us, just showing up on Sundays, or just logging in on Facebook, or just because we pay our tithes, we feel like, God, that ought to be enough. And while those things are certainly important and they're good, don't become complacent. You see, complacency is an enemy to spiritual growth. Just because we find God doesn't mean we stop seeking after him. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. When you found God and you've tasted of his goodness and you've experienced his love and his grace and his mercy, you should long for him even more. In Psalms 42, and it's been written into a song, it says, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. You should long to spend more time with him and doing the things that please him. We should find ourselves asking more and more, when can I go and meet with God? I want you to think about what I said. The one who gives time is the one who benefits the least from that time that he's given. Think about it. 24 hours in a day. And it's 7 days in a week. 24 times seven, that's 168 hours in a week. In many cases, believers or professed Christians who claim to know and understand the passion of Christ, the sacrifice of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, God's amazing grace, and yet he is only deserving one or maybe two of those 168 hours a week. And that is on Sunday or another day, depending on what you believe. Now, don't misunderstand me. Scripture teaches us that there is a time for everything. In Ecclesiastes 3, wise King Solomon in his old age says, there is a time for everything. There is a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born. A time to die. A time to plant. A time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. Time to tear down, a time to build. Time to weep and laugh and mourn and dance and so on. But Moses says that, but Lord, we need the wisdom to match the right activities with the right times. We need to understand how to make every day count. So it begs the question, how do we do that? Where do we start? If we're going to make every day count, we need to make sure that our plans or if you want to call it your resolutions, they line up with God's overall purpose for our lives. So we start with prayer and we start with the Word of God. Because that is where you're going to find His revealed will for your life. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So are you loving God? And are you loving others? Do you make personal time each day for the Word of God and for prayer? Do you worship regularly with your church family on a weekly basis, not just Easter, not just Christmas? And while I thank God for the avenue of social media, and I love God for that, and I thank God that many of you use that avenue, but we were called to assemble ourselves together, to not forsake to assemble ourselves together. So you got to understand, I thank God that you would still, that it's by His grace that He would still give you an unction to tune in to get a word. But you got to understand, He has gifted you for a local assembly so that all believers in that local assembly can benefit from it. So I can't benefit from you if you're at home. There is a time for everything. Now you got to understand, managing your time is not necessarily just about being productive in the terms of squeezing the most out of each hour every day. No, there has to be a balance, because He says there's a time for everything. There's a time to work hard. There is. There's a time to rest. There's a time that you get to focus on projects, and there's a time that you get to focus on people. Because King Solomon in verse 11 of that Ecclesiastes 3 says, God has made everything beautiful in its time. So time is a gift from God. And God has given you sufficient time to accomplish everything that He has called you to do in your life. But you got to understand, in the New Testament, Paul warns the Ephesians about the days that they have been given, about the time they have been given, and that they have to make every day count. He says this in chapter 5 of Ephesians. He says, be careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but wise. Listen, making the most of every opportunity. Some translation says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So as we number our days, we have to remember that the days are evil. And that simply means that we live in a sinful world where sinful choices are made every day. And each of those choices defile God's good gift of time. And because the days are evil, Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, urges the Ephesians and all of us as believers to be careful how you live. He says, be wise, not unwise. And that's the same thing that Moses is praying for in Psalms 90 in verse 12, when he says that we may gain a heart of wisdom. You see, it's one thing to misuse the time God has given you. It's quite another thing when you abuse the time that God has given you by partaking in those things that you know are in direct rebellion of what He has clearly revealed is His will. The days are evil, so be careful how you live. You got to live as wise, not as unwise. He says, don't be foolish. Make sure you understand what the Lord's will is. So if you really want to make every day count, you got to seek God's will on a daily basis. Some people wait till New Year's Eve. I want all that God has for me in 2020. And most of the time, they're thinking about possessional things or material things. But you got to understand, God had your designer, your creator, he has a specific purpose for your life. And most of God's will is clearly laid out in scriptures for us. And he will never, ever, hear me clearly now, he will never, ever lead you to do anything that is contrary to what he has revealed in his word. So don't be foolish, because you can understand what God's will is, because it's found in his word. But we've got to pick up the book. We got to pick up the book, the word of God. It's sad that we treat this precious life that God has given us like it's something that we ordered off of Amazon. It's like we receive it and we disregard the instructions that came along with it and we just use it and we don't get the maximum potential out of the life that we've been given. But you need to understand something. You didn't purchase this life. You didn't buy this life. It was given to you. And I guarantee you, and let me say, and it came with instructions. And I guarantee you, if you put these instructions to the side and you don't read them, you're going to mess up the life that you've been given. And you're not going to be as effective as you should be and could be in the Lord. God, our maker, designed us for a specific purpose. And in his grace, he gave very specific instructions on how we are to live our lives so that we can make every day count. In Psalms 90, Moses' prayer is that God teaches us or challenges and exhorts us to number your days that we may be wise in all that we do. And maybe you're here today and you're listening and maybe you're not a believer. You haven't come to that point yet and you haven't accepted it and you're not a Christian. But this message is for you too, because it's no coincidence that you're hearing it. It still holds true that you have the same 24 hours that we have and that your days are numbered too. Now, by human standards and wisdom, you can live what you deem to be a good life. But to a holy God, it is nothing. In your mind, you may believe that you can stand before him and that you can present your list of achievements and good works on what you did, on what you thought was life's success ladder, only to find out that when you reach the top of that ladder and you discover that you were leaning against the wrong wall. So I say to you, you had better be sure that you come to know the one true God and his salvation that is found in Jesus Christ, in him alone. So that's good news. God is offering all of us the fact that he has allowed you to partake in this new year. You need to make every day count. The fact that he's allowed you to partake in this new year means that he's giving you a new day, a new dawn. That no matter what has gone before, he's not asking you to go back and try to clean that stuff up. He's saying he wants us to start right now today. Reaching out to him, praying to him that we have hearts that number our days so that our hearts may be inclined to wisdom, that we will seek him out to know what he has willed for our lives. The message that we had passed on to us is that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. Just as God the Father said he would. That Jesus was buried and that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. You got to understand, when he was raised, he appeared to Peter, then the 12, and then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters who were alive at that time. Jesus is alive. He's alive and he is standing with his arms open, waiting for those who don't believe to come to him that he might give them new life, and waiting for us who do profess to believe to honor him with the life that he's given by making every day count. I agree that time is one of, if not the most precious commodity that we have. But you got to understand, time is a limited resource. And as with all limited resources, we have to treat it with care if we're going to make every day count. You see, every year, we're closer than ever to the end of our lives. You're here today, and it's not guaranteed you will see the end of this day. You must honor the one who has gifted time to you and make every day count. You see, living this year for all it's worth means walking with the Lord every day. When you make every day count, you make your life count. We ought to seek wisdom and to live each day to its fullest for His glory. God wants us all to receive every moment, every minute, every second that you're given as a gift from Him. Oftentimes we find ourselves praying to Him, asking Him to bless our own ideas and what we want to accomplish, rather than seeking out, what is it, God, that you have willed for me to accomplish in your name? So you have to make every day count. God in His sovereignty, after the counsel of His own will, before the foundations of the world, decided that He would uniquely create each and every one of you. And not only would He uniquely create each and every one of you, He would give purpose to that life that has been brought into this world. But it's sad to say many of us don't seek after that purpose till we feel like we're old and our time is coming short. Young people, God wants you as well. He wants you as well to number your days, to make every day count. I started this message off and even sharing it with about the young lady so that my young people would realize it's not guaranteed that you're going to see old age. I saw two comments under the, you know, as everybody was posting rest in peace or rest in heaven because the young lady passed away, I saw at least two comments that got my attention. At least two of young folks on there said, I don't know why you did this, Lord, but you got my attention. You got my attention. And I believe in the grace of God, he tugged at their hearts because of what happened to that young lady that at least those two, at least for the moment, are numbering their days. So I don't know why you allowed this to happen, but you got my attention, Lord. And so it is my prayer for you today as I've come to encourage you to make every day count. Let's give more of our time back to the one who has given us time. Let's honor Him with our lives. So when we say we're going to make 2020 our best lives, we're going to make it count, make sure you're meaning in the context of whatever God has willed for that life. And before you come to me, let me go ahead and get something out of the way, because I have many people be like, well, KP, I don't know what God's will is for my life. How do I find that out? He hasn't showed me. I've been praying to Him. I believe you start with what you know. You pick up the Word of God, and as you see clearly what He says for you to do, you start there. And I believe God hasn't answered you and showed you because He knows. The only reason you want to know is so you can decide if you want to do it or not. Start with what you know. Be wise, not unwise. Start with your life. If you know that there are things in your life that is not pleasing to Him, start right there. And you would be making every day count. I thank God. He takes those things that we're dealing with and going with, going through, and shows us spiritual truth about it. God in His sovereignty, now, no doubt around the world, many pulpits on this first Sunday I believe, are filled with messages about time. Because that's in his goodness, that's what he does. He knows that you are sensitive right now. Some of us are dealing with loved ones, and our concerns are there with them and what's going on with them. And God knows that. And look at what his message is. And this is love, you guys. Make every day count. I wish I could tell you got all the time in the world, but you don't. But I do have good news. You can't have all of eternity with your Maker if you would but repent. Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart, you will be saved. And though our time here is brief, we will spend eternity in the presence of the Lord. And I know some people don't, my mind can't imagine what that is. How is that going to be? He lets us enjoy for these, whatever amount of years you have here on this earth, these pleasures and these good things here on this earth. Can you imagine in eternity all that you're going to experience? Everything that you consider beautiful and wonderful here, he created that. And then he went away to prepare a place. Can you imagine what that place is like? But in the meantime, the message for us today is make every day count. Father in heaven, thank you so much for our time together today. Thank you for this timely reminder, God, that before we're so quick to make resolutions, before we're so quick to make promises to ourselves and to others about what we want to accomplish, no man knows his own hour, that he should number his days and make every day count. I pray, God, that you will use your word to bring forth fruit in the hearts of the listeners, God, so that it would be to your glory. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As Joey comes, he's going to play silently.